A word for you from Acts chapter 26 verse 18. To open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. What an amazing verse. This is really the gospel in a nutshell. There are a few verses like that throughout the Bible where you could say it summarizes the whole message of the Bible into just one verse. Even if there wasn't any other verse, but if we would have the confidence that just this verse is the truth of God expressed to us, then it is something to embrace and it would be life-changing. Paul here, speaking before Agrippa and Festus, he is unashamed about his testimony and he shares exactly what he was like before his conversion and what the Lord did to him, how he changed him. And this part that we've read for today is regarding his commission, where the Lord says, I am going to deliver you from the Gentiles and the Jews to whom I am sending you. The Lord makes it clear that there will be trouble ahead, but I will deliver you. And this is the message. This is what I'm going to do through you. You will, by the gospel that you preach, open their eyes. That's the first part. You will speak to a people who are blind, but the power of the gospel is able to open eyes. Evangeli likwazi ukuthi livula amehlo wabantu. Not only open their eyes, as great as that is, but with it, so that they may turn from darkness to light. The blindness of darkness, where they are groping in the dark, this gospel has the power to change a people so much that they are transported, delivered out of their darkness and put into God's glorious light, as Paul says in one of the other letters. And even further, as if though that's not enough, and from the power of Satan to God. You see, after conversion, the Lord wants to show you his power to deliver you from your own evil nature, from the power of Satan which he has worked in you, so that you are now under the new dominion of God's power. And through that, and the very crux of the gospel, forgiveness of sins and sanctification by faith in him.